Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen, and glad I'm here too. Happy that you're listening. It is Monday, April 16th, 2018. And we had to talk about everything that affects you, the future, the markets, your money, and all points in between. And we will do markets. We will do Trump land. We will do Gary land. Yes, there was some happenings in Gary land this weekend, which I really want you to know about. And all that crap. But the Mets are 12-2, and that's what matters. And we're still alive and kicking. I went to visit my father this weekend, doing better. And I thank you all for your well wishes. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. The money management button, if you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. And call 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. And if you do it for yourself or others, you can, whatever. So, it's Sunday morning. Well, actually, it's Monday, but yesterday was Sunday morning. And, I kind of tape a few of the Sunday shows. That way I don't have to watch them all because there's only so much I really want to deal with them. And I happened to turn on CNN, and Jake Tapper was doing his show. I'm not sure of the name. Now, let me preface a couple things. I like Jake Tapper. Out of all the people, I think he gives it a fair shake, even though he's not completely fair. And you know what I think of CNN. So Jake Tapper introduces this guy, another miserable failure, Angus King. He's a so-called independent, but he's a Democrat. So he's introduced as an independent on CNN. And I tweeted, Jake Tapper just introduced Angus King as an independent. No, he votes with the Democrats. He caucuses with the Democrats. You can call with yourself whatever you want. And this is why I can't trust, the mainstream media. Very innocuous. Because I've said that 1,000 times. They introduce Bernie Sanders as independent. The guy's a communist. Anyway. I'm out and about. And I get a message from one of my buddies. Jake Tapper just talked about you. I said, what? No. On Twitter. He didn't talk to you on TV, but he talked to you on Twitter, and he kind of sort of made fun of you. And then I looked it up, and Jake Tapper says something to the effect of, a Fox News person once introduced Angus King an independent. Get your facts straight. He is independent, and that's how he ran as an independent. And every just missed my point completely, because they don't want to hear the point that if you're going to introduce somebody as an independent, you also need to say, but votes Democrat, caucuses with Democrat. Why? Because Angus King came on and just blasted Republicans, and you would think this guy is down the middle, independent. Anyway, so Jake Tapper tweets that, and all of a sudden I am getting tweeted at by thousands of people. The nicest thing they said about me, this is the nicest thing, hypocritical dirtbag. That was the nicest thing they said about me. The worst thing, think of the worst, grossest things you can say about a person, and that's what people were tweeting to me. Now imagine, all I said was, you need to introduce an independent as they vote. And people were having crap fits over it. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? I knew, you know, the vileness of some people. Can there be that many people that just have no life? No life. I did not curse. I did not say anything racist, because they jump on that. You get my point. But I knew that it had died down. And then what happens? There's a certain outfit that aggregates all the media. And they have reporters. A reporter decided to report on my tweet. And the title of his screed was, Jake Tapper smacks down Fox contributor, blah, blah, blah. And in the last line of his little missive was, hey, Gary, you seem like a nice guy, but maybe you should hold off tweeting for a while. So here's the good news. The good news is, within a couple of hours, Kim Kardashian sent out a picture of herself in a bikini that really wasn't a bikini. So these people have no life. They jumped to Kim Kardashian. Then we heard Leo had a new girlfriend at Coachella. They had to pay attention to that. And I didn't matter anymore. And it slowed to a trickle. And that was it. It's over. Nobody's the worse for wear. These are the people that spend their lives watching the housewife shows and the Kardashians and looking for ways to find somebody to put down. Interesting that one of them, and I don't engage people that curse me out. I'll only engage people that are respectful. And I am completely respectful for all, unless they're politicians. Remember, we blast the politicians here. They're leading the country. They matter. I won't get in the gutter with average citizens at all. But what was interesting was I actually put out a tweet about Trump, and I was negative on him. And one of the people that called me something or other said, hey, maybe you're not a bad guy. So all this was about is not what I said. It's what I said, but I'm Fox News, and they think I'm a Trump lover because of that. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is going frickin' insane. Twitter is a great outfit, but it's also the curtains have completely been drawn away to find out a lot of people out there are just have no lives, six twisted individuals that actually go nuts over somebody just for stating an innocuous opinion. Nothing more. I didn't wish anybody dead. I didn't call for anybody's death. Nothing. But these are the same people. Have you read this Starbucks story? So you got this Starbucks story. I think it's Philadelphia where they made a big mistake in the Starbucks store. There were two black men that were in there sitting down. One of them wanted to use the bathroom, and they wouldn't let him because I guess they didn't order food. And then it kind of got out of hand to the point where they asked the two gentlemen to leave, and they wouldn't leave. So the police were called. And the police said to the gentleman three times, and on the third time, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And they didn't leave. They were arrested. So everybody's having fits over this. And what do they want? Protest Starbucks. Don't go to Starbucks tomorrow. These people. So all these black people that work at Starbucks won't get a paycheck if Starbucks deems if they have to shut their stores. And these people don't care. Just fire everybody. Fire this person. Fire that person. Somebody made a mistake. And let me be clear and concise. Mistakes were made all around. These two guys made mistakes. You don't screw around with the police. If they tell you to leave, you leave. If they tell you you're going to be arrested if you don't leave, and then you get arrested, you have no complaint. But leave no doubt it was racial profiling, in my humble opinion. That's bad acting on somebody's part. But all this firing and hate and firing and protest this and protest that. What the hell is going on there, kids? We're protesting each other while these maggots in Washington, D.C. are running us to $30 trillion in debt in the next couple of years and destroying our future, yet people are jumping over each other. Anyway, that was my Sunday. I'm going to add a couple of more things on that, then full markets. Got lots to say there, too. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary, and I'm really nice. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let me finish this up... So I'm watching later today a politician, somebody who's been there for 24 years, that means they've been a party to $21 trillion of debt, calling for somebody else's firing. No, really. Somebody else's firing. A politician that has been nothing more than a miserable, unadulterated failure. A horrible leader of our country. And he's calling for private citizens' firing. Not because of anything illegal, mind you. Another one did the same thing, but that person has only been in power for 9 years. That's $9 trillion of debt under Obama. People are begging for other people to lose their livelihood. Not for crimes. For opinion. Politicians, miserable failures. I don't know what's going on there. I was attacked for having an opinion. And not a big-time opinion. Just if you're on TV and you're introducing somebody and they're independent and all they do is vote Republican, say that. If all they do is vote Democrat, say that. Because it should be full and fair disclosure. I got ripped to shreds. You know, I have not been a part. I've watched where people want to speak at colleges and you have protests and people lighting fires because of people wanting to speak at colleges. By the way, I'm not talking about Ku Klux Klan people. I don't know what the hell's going on. That's all I got to say. But we're going to keep doing here is ripping the people running the country because they're supposed to be held accountable. The media supposed to be held accountable because they're supposed to be holding the powerful accountable. Average people, you can have any opinion you want, just don't do anything illegal. That's my take. And don't harm the deer in front of my house. Anyway, I just had to bring that up because that was one hell of an experience, I must say. It was my first experience of being above the radar, as they would say. And as I tell you, I like being below the radar here. All right, as promised. So we had a bad Friday. In the last few minutes of Friday, we rallied back up. It was still a bad Friday. And what do you get the next day? What have we told you? Bad day? Gap up the next day. That's what usually happens, right? Well, guess what? The market gapped up today. It was really no reason, but they said there's a reason. They said because this Syria thing, no retaliation, everything's great. In case you don't know, everything's not great. Syria went and bombed Syrians again, just without chemical weapons. So it's okay to bomb them with conventional bombs. It's just bad to hit them with chemical weapons. You got to love that logic. Anyway, that was the story. And, of course, we're now into the meat of earnings season. I might as well tell you that Netflix reported after the close. It's up about, let's just say, including today, it's up $14 in the aftermarket, which is about 4.75%. They only beat by a penny, but they raise numbers going forward. So Netflix comes out, that did okay. A Bank America report, remember, some real not great action on the financials Friday. They reported supposedly great. The stock finished up 10 cents. So no oomph in the financials, but they're holding in there, and that'll be important. But you had some juice in the rest of the market today. No, really. You had some juice. And I'm never surprised by what something does, but I'm just going to say a little bit of a surprise area stuck its neck up today. We'll have that too. So that said, let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow 212. Was up like 350, I think. NASDAQ up 49. Was up like 70-something. S&P up 21. SOX was only up 3. What really kind of stuck out for me, the transports are up 240. And why does it stick out? When you have a chance, go look at the IYT. Now, we've been talking to you about these words called double bottoms, where you hit a low in February, and then you hit a low again at long-term support. You will notice that the IYT hit a low in February, reversed right around that. It hit 176 intraday, but finished at 181 and change. So, and you broke out at 188, 181 back in November. So guess what? Held February, now holds again, right at 180. And today we broke back above the 50-day moving average. Now, does that mean it's bullish? No, it does not mean it's bullish. That means you're wiping out the bearish case for now. Simple as that. And that's what we've told you if we've gotten a little bit farther away off these recent lows. Better, but. And transports, good day today. And what was the story in earnings report? J.B. Hunt, up 7 to 119. Was up like 9 at one time, but 7 still good. And that was good volume, and that helped. They only beat by a penny, but earnings are up 34%. Of course, that juiced other things. So FedEx and the transports up 5 and change. That broke a little bit above the 50-day. And as you go through the rest, Union Pacific, that was up a deuce and change. C.H. Robinson Worldwide up 3 and change. And just nothing really down. So very good day for the transports. And I just threw out a little blurb early about the transports. The fact they're moving above the 50 could help the market. And you just had a better day around. And let me just say this. The advanced declines were good. Up-down volume was good. And just a little bit more better tone getting away from recent lows. Up next. But are we out of the woods? And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Thanks for being with us today. And why is the music still playing? There you go, gone. All right, better. All right, let's go through a few things. First off, oil prices were down markedly today. Oil stocks were not really down. And the refiners, when you have a chance, go look at HFC, MPC, PSX, VLO. Four names. Give you an idea. Very strong. As mentioned, transports. Good day. In the Dow today. Dollar gainers, Apple, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Microsoft, Travelers, United Tech, Visa, more than a dollar. Boeing was up two and change, 3M two and change, and United Health up six. And what's interesting is they report tomorrow. They're buying into the report. I don't have the you-know-whats to do something like that. And tone just pretty decent. Could have been better. We were up 300 and something and 70 something, but no biggie. We good. And we'll see how Netflix goes tomorrow. Again, it's up about 13 and change from today's open. New high list expanded a little bit. As I mentioned, advanced decline's pretty decent. And I don't want to do too much more except to say we are right in the middle or getting close to the middle of this range that started with the top January 29th, with the low February 9th, and the revisit about 8 days ago. The S&P is still below the declining 50-day. The Dow finished just a real smidge below. The NYSE sitting on it. The NASDAQ below it. Everything is below it. I will say this, the Russell 2000, a little smidge above. But we're in the meat of this resistance as we get tons of earnings reports. And I always get emails, so what do you think right here? There's no edge right here. And a simple reason. 3,000 earnings reports in the next couple of weeks. Just about every Dow name. If they gap them down, market's going to go down. If they gap them up, all the better. If they do half and half, we'll just sit around. And the job is to ferret out which is the good, which is the not so good. But the most important thing for people that don't want the market to go down, which I guess is everybody, those long-term support levels have held for now. We can drop 400 tomorrow and start heading that way. So we're still in that soup. And as I do my proprietary scanning, I think we're about 60 to 65 to 40, 35. Bad, good. Stocks in good shape versus not. So there's still a lot to be done. So stay on top of this. And I also get asked because here's an interesting thing. The daily charts coming in today did not look so good. The weekly charts look pretty decent because you had a strong week last week, even though you finished up yucky, but you also ran into resistance. Does that make any sense to you? Read up on it and you'll get an understanding. But again, not a great edge here. And certainly, not a lot of growth leadership at all in the markets at this point in time. But the outlier for me today was the strong action in the transports and the reaction of J.B. Hunt today. That was muy importante, if you ask me. Because that was one of the areas that was not acting well at all. And what we simply do, when a market's trying to recover, we start making a count. Okay, this was bad turning the corner. This is not still not working. And we get a feel for how many things may or may not be turning the corner. And then we close our eyes, hold our nose, and pray. And what you want to do at times like this, stay on top of the new high list. Because if we have seen the low, if, not saying you did, the first things to move out to new highs off of earnings. Typically you'll lead. But you got to wait for the earnings. Because something that can be strong as an ox today, reports tomorrow and is down 8%. And we don't want that happening to you. Movers of the day. Today. This Monday, which has me being recovered from yesterday's nausea. Bio-Rad Labs, big juicy 15. Keep in mind, but very high price. TransDigm up 11. I believe that's the fence. And that is taking it into new high ground. Interesting, I didn't see any news. Booking Holdings up 10, was up 30. That's the old price line. Amazon bounces up 10. Just sitting tight now, waiting for earnings in the next week or so. But under the 50-day. Loxo Oncology, that's a 10. And interesting enough, new high. But that's one of those speculative names out there. Loses a ton of money. Not a lot of revenues. And you know what we think of most of those? Or all of those? Other movers. Google, as mentioned. Marriott, that's 10. Marriott Vacations, talk about potential merger. Up 7. Ulta Beauty, 7. Six or more, J.B. Hunt. Charter Communications, Churchill Downs, Cooper Company, VMware, United Health. Five or more, Ecolab, that's a new high. Cleaning products, go figure. Costco got an upgrade, coming up the right side of a base. FedEx, W.W. Grainger, McKesson, Teleflex, four more, Whirlpool, Wynn's Resorts, Lennox International, Praxair. That's one that looks like it's turned the corner. When you have a chance, go look. Alliance Data Systems, XPO Logistics. WellCare Health, better day for the managed care, Cummins Inc. Becton Dickinson, say that 10 times fast. Equinix, I'll do the threes. Waters Corp, Ultimate Software, IDEX Labs, Illumina, Stryker, Valero Energy, that's one of those refiners, as mentioned. Carvana, you know what Carvana is, right? E-commerce platform for cars. That's a good-looking breakout. Old Dominion Freight. As I said, transports, Harris Corp, Cigna, C.H. Robinson Worldwide, Intuitive, that's a transport, by the way, Andeva, Centene, Anthem, Quaker Chemical. And you know what I'm going to do right there? Stop. Those are the movers on the upside. I also have to mention something to you, and I'm not naming names. I was sent an email by somebody, you got to look at these marijuana stocks. I said, okay, I'll take a look. The charts at a bunch of these marijuana stocks are awesome. But you know what the prices are? You ready? $5, $3, $3, $3, $5, 67 cents. I'm not going to name them to you. But they're buying them up. And by the way, a few of them on the pink sheets. Don't even trade on the NASDAQ exchange. But I'm letting you know, the weed is moving higher. Pun intended. You may want to buy stock in Doritos. Or I hear Taco Bell. No pun intended. By the way, Taco Bell's owned by... who owns them now? Yum Brands. Anyway. Up next, we'll do more movers of the day. Of course, we'll head to the downside. And other news that is happening all over the place. Hopefully on a friendlier note. Because I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it be getting nasty out there. I don't know what happens with people. I guess, and I say this seriously, I think that some people just have miserable lives. Up next, rest of the market wrap and whatever else. Thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20%. 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Three things. Number one, Comey and the interview last night. I don't have a great opinion. I think the man was very, very, very inconsistent and quite political in the lead up to the election. You don't need me to tell you that. In that he did that thing that many think that cost Hillary Clinton the election. And now, who knows? All I know is my opinion is he became quite the political figure. I'm told he's been a career politician, went after the mob and everything. So I'm not going to, I don't know the guy. It's just a lot of inconsistencies there. Travel. Every now and then, we do travel shows. This is not about doing a travel show today. We're just letting you know that I'm not going to Mexico anytime soon anymore. I went to Cabo San Lucas, I think about a year and a half ago, had a blast there. But then the stories about people giving bad booze at hotels, it's not even while I'm even mentioning it. Go look what's happening. There is just too many drug murders going on, and it's now getting into the tourist areas. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying before you do, know what's going on and make sure you check on where you are and where you're staying. I got nothing against Mexico except to tell you I got everything against my peeps, not knowing what's going on there. And also, when you have a chance, go look at the 60 Minutes expose on Allegiant Travel, an airline who, by the way, does a lot of flying out of Orlando Sanford Airport here in Orlando. I flew them once. I believe I went to Raleigh-Durham with them. And it was a less than stellar experience. But if you watch this expose on it, I'm not sure you want to fly them again. And there's also, after you watched it, you left thinking, why is the FAA not doing more about all these reports? And again, I'm not indicting anybody. I'm just telling you, go watch and think for yourself. The Allegiant travel stock's been hit. I think it got hit on Friday pre the 60 Minutes report. And today, was down to the $5, was down about 11 and came back a little bit. And that's our travel thoughts of the day. And by the way, end of May, I'm headed to, I've been everywhere in Italy except Milan and the Lake Como area, so I'm taking a trip there. It's a holiday week, so I'm only, you know, I take my screens with me so I don't miss a beat. Market opens, I think, like at 3:30 there or 2:30. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, if any of you have been there and know a lot about it, email me. Let me know. But I'm pretty much in tune with most of it, but I don't mind hearing from you guys. On the downside, Blueprint Medicine, that was a 12. Foundation Medicine, 9. Tesla, 9. That thing is all over the map. Good luck trying to trade that bad boy. Sage Therapeutic, Nektar Therapeutics, 7s. Nektar was down 18 earlier. 6 or more, Mercado Libre, 5s. Lumentum, without getting into what Lumentum does, as well as, what was the other one I was looking at today? Acacia Communications, which was down 14 today to 25. The United States has basically said they can no longer do business with China on certain things. And like Acacia does, I think, 30% of their business with them. Well, was it Russia? I think it was China. Anyway, that was the story behind that. Not fun. LendingTree, that stock's toast, topped out. 5. 4 more. Anilin Pharmaceuticals, Arista Networks, that's been topping out for a while. Spotify, that was that recent un-IPO at 165 where everybody said it was a success. It's 144. How the hell is that a success? Allegiant Travel, as mentioned. Bristol Myers Squibb. New yearly lows, down 4 and change. Monroe. Again, that's the muffler company, right? That was a 4. 3 or more. Net, you know the story in the aftermarket. Unify, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, China Lodging, National Oil Well, Bluebird Bio, nice name. 2 or more, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Thor Industries, AutoZone. Biogen, some of these biotechs still act terribly. And that is your ever-popular over-the-top movers of this day, ladies and gentlemen. So pretty much good day, but still a lot of jello moving on the plate. And all we have done is we recovered some. I do not think we're out of the woods. I'm letting you know, I say that because if you have one decent, if we had a 1.5% down day or down 2 days from here, at or near the declining 50-day moving average, oh, that would be bad. So very important we watch the ongoings of this market in the next couple of weeks. We pretty much have a decent idea when we're at some real inflection point. You know, we had an inflection point down at the 200-day moving average. But in order to get the market going, we need to see more. And I think the market's going to tip its hand one way or the other real soon. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. Be careful what you tweet. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.